Okay, let's be honest. If outrage was an Olympic sport, I'd have more gold than Simone Biles. It's Sean, and this morning I rage-scrolled myself into being mad at a stranger's breakfast order, and then argued with the Starbucks app for suggesting almond milk. If you've ever trained for the group chat drama decathlon, cursed at trending topics before brushing your teeth, or secretly competed for the most dramatic eye roll during a news headline, congratulations, you're already in the finals. This week, we're awarding medals in emotional gymnastics, synchronized overreactions, and marathon subtweeting. So grab your anger snacks, put on your judgy sweatbands, and stretch those hot takes, because the Outrage Olympics are officially underway.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. It's Peter and Sean here. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good, good. Definitely been a hot week.
Oh, yes, melting.
And our dog is just like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Every activity, he's so excited for it, but then when he's done, he is exhausted.
Yeah, I know his pain, but it brings us around to what we're here to discuss. So have you ever woken up angry about something you don't even care about?
I feel like it happens to me every single day.
How do you mean? Like when you're looking at TikToks or when you just wake up in general?
It can go both ways. I feel like sometimes I'll wake up and I'm just angry and I don't know why. And then I start looking through my news feed or at the headlines, and then I see or what I assume is what's making me angry. Other times I wake up and I'm in a perfectly good mood, and then I start scrolling, and then the spiraling just like ensues, I should say.
Yeah, and it's always something that's like so mundane that pisses you off. Whether it's somebody just making their coffee and they're like, let's go, come along with me while I pack my husband's lunch. Fucking okay. Annoying.
I was craving carrot cake, so I made some carrot cake cookies for my husband and my kids.
Yeah, and they weren't even made out of carrots. They were made out of pineapple and hopes and dreams.
Okay, and this is maybe getting a little too specific, but there's the people who do the kitchen TikToks, like the cooking, and they're in these very fancy outfits, these gorgeous dresses.
Yeah, the formal ladies.
Excuse me, who the hell cooks like that?
And they're always in white.
Yes.
Why is it white?
Can we talk about white for a minute? I pulled a white t-shirt out over the weekend and said, as soon as I pulled it out, I said, I should probably not put this on. Because we were going out to breakfast, and I just had a feeling I was going to get something on myself. Before we even left the house, I got something on myself.
Yeah, and then you had to leave with a big red splotch on yourself.
Yes.
It's crazy. I don't understand how they do this. It's so annoying, too, but it shouldn't be. It really just induces the rage. It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, why are we competing about this? Why is this pissing me off?
Do you know what trend had me rage spiraling for a while? Do you remember the girl who came on and she says, if you're not showering after the club, what are you even doing?
No, I don't remember this.
Oh my God. I wanted to reach the phone and, I don't know, turn the heat up on her shower or something.
Scalding, just melt the tits right off.
What am I doing after the club? Probably binge eating and passing out somewhere that I'm not supposed to be. That's why I don't go to the club anymore.
We're too old for that shit. And never mind wearing a white dress at the club. But yeah, it's honestly like the algorithm is programmed, and it actually is, to prey on our rage, because we end up watching something and it's just one of those things where you watch them and you can't look away.
Yeah.
But you hate yourself for watching it.
there are so many things that I, as I'm watching it, I think to myself, oh, this makes me so mad. And then I just keep watching it. It's like, yeah. I need to continue watching it.
Like anytime, what's her name, Boobert comes up, God. Instant rage.
Yep.
But you can't look away because it's so stupid. And if you look away, you're going to miss all the stupid things she says, but you hate yourself for watching it.
And you feel so much dumber.
Yes. Your IQ definitely drops at least 30 points. It's ridiculous.
It's interesting how they can make you feel so much smarter and so much dumber all at the same time.
Yeah. Make yourself feel smarter for how dumb they are.
Yeah. But then also you think to yourself, I just listened to this. What does that mean for my intelligence level?
Yeah, what does this mean about me? You're not alone. So the algorithm is actually designed that way to push on your For You content. Content they know based on what you've watched, what will incite your rage. And because they know if they piss you off, you will stay on the page. You will stay on the page. Or you will go into a competition level where you feel like you need to be better than. So your TikTok is going to be better than theirs. It's going to be the best thing you ever did.
This is the same thing that we talked about before with the don't comment or interact on posts that you don't agree with, that you don't want to see more of, because it's just going to take that interaction as something to feed the algorithm more, so that they can keep pumping you things that you're going to interact with.
Yeah, and it's designed so that they can continue to make money. And
exactly.
You're feeding it. We're feeding it. It's so stupid. I don't know how they decided that this would be a thing. I mean, I guess so, because Trump became president first. He preyed on everyone's rage, and then they were like, oh, okay, well, this works. So let's try it.
Yeah, and it makes sense, I suppose. When you look at the history of the success that it's had.
What's the most outrageous thing that you've gotten mad about that you really shouldn't have? Just watching or seeing.
That I shouldn't have?
Yeah, that you hate yourself for being mad at it.
Oh my goodness, I'm trying to think. I know there was something I saw just the other day and I was... Oh, remember those Fridgescapes?
Oh God, that was awful.
What was that all about?
Who's going to sit here and build an entire like village in their fridge and then complete it with jars and juice and everything that's supposed to be part of it?
There was no room for the groceries.
Yeah. I mean, the groceries were built into it, like the eggs and stuff.
A lot of the stuff that was in there was not edible.
No, it wasn't. It's so ridiculous. But that also brings us to another TikTok trend right now that it's absolutely insane. Did you know that we actually just recently saw this? There is a new TikTok trend where teens film themselves going to kick people's doors, going up to their doors at night and kicking them and then filming it. How dumb can you be?
Okay, I have a few thoughts on this. One, yes. You're a fucking idiot. If someone did that at my house, I would be so pissed. But also, that sounds like something I would have done when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have filmed it.
No.
And we didn't have Ring doorbells back then. You, no matter what, you're caught. Your dumbass put that up online, too.
Oh, yeah. See, that's not smart.
That is just asking to get caught. Now they know your face, and they have your foot impression on the neighbor's door who's called the cops. Oh my God, where are these trends coming from? That really just pisses me off.
I don't know, but I have a question. Where did these dance trends come from? Because I saw the one for Gnarly by Cat's Eye, or Cat, is that how they,
yeah.
Yeah, Cat's Eye? And it's awesome. And I saw the two choreographers who I believe are the two that started it. But how does this begin? How does it start? You just put it up and you're lucky enough that it catches on?
Yeah, I guess so. I really don't know. Some people are just really good at it. Some people actually just get the choreography from the video or a live performance.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They just learn. That was like the Beyonce one.
Okay.
That one was all over, and
that one pissed me off. At first, I liked it because it was good. It was good dance moves. It was fun, but then it was every other fucking video.
Yeah, but they knew that you would keep watching because it was going to piss you off.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
They kept pushing it. I don't know how many freaking people we saw doing that stupid trend. It's stupid now, but it was cool at the beginning.
Oh, you know what other one? I've talked about this before, and I loved it, but I also, because it was funny, but I also am starting to hate it. Although I haven't seen it in a while, the cutting.
The tube
video.
Yeah, the cutting the breathing tube.
The first couple were great, and then I was like, okay, I've seen this a lot.
Yes. So, like, with the algorithm, we talked about it, how it's going to keep pushing it to piss you off. They've actually done research on this, and the emotional responses they get, they attribute to certain things. So anger equals more clicks and comments equals more money for the platform.
Oh.
So they want you to get pissed. They want you to do all of these negative comments because every time you leave one, they make money.
Huh.
So it is ridiculous. People need to educate themselves on this a little bit. But also, before we get into our little game here, did you know I am disgusted by those videos where people are doing the fights in there.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't look away because it's so barbaric and everybody looks like frigging feeding time at the zoo.
It's like when there was that big fight. I don't remember where it was. I want to say it was somewhere in the south at the
pier. Yeah.
Yeah. And the white people got their asses handed to them, rightfully so. But it was insanity. It was hard to watch, but knowing the context around it, like, you feel a little bit more, for lack of a better way to say it, you feel a little bit more okay with what was going on. Not that you want to see anyone like beaten down in that way.
Yeah, you don't want to see them down in that way, but you also want to see the outcome because you're so angry for them, knowing the context of the situation, and then you just want to know what's going on, and then at the end you hate yourself for continuing to watch it, but you're like, yeah.
You know what is another one that's like that? The fails, the ones where people get injured and you, it's specifically the ones where they do something stupid and they get injured and you want to laugh and you want to feel bad all at the same time. You just don't really know how to react.
Like the ones that go out of the sunroof and then hit one of the signs or a branch. Those ones are bad because I can imagine getting hit that fast in the face. I really hate but find it hysterical when they do these ring things where they're in the ring and then they do the crazy flip off like the ropes and then their legs bend the opposite way. It's so cringy, but it's so funny to me because it's like, you were an asshole, you fucked around and found out, and now you're a flamingo.
Oh my God. Remember the one I sent the other day with the lady on the zip line? Don't let go. And then she like flips over.
Yeah. She like busts her ass because she didn't really let go though, didn't she? She like,
I don't know, but she fell off.
She hits air.
Yeah.
And she did that flip. It was crazy. But yeah, studies show that we think everyone's angrier than they are because outrage is getting promoted on all these socials.
Hmm.
So what we want is we want to invite our listeners to think about the last time they really got upset about something online, whether it mattered that day or a day later. Just drop us a comment on that. We want to hear the last time you raged about something that you saw. But anyway, moving into our little game. Are you ready to play DeLulu or Factual?
I'm ready.
All right. So first up, a Burger King in Sweden offered therapy sessions for customers upset about soggy fries.
No. Yes.
DeLulu or Factual?
It's so DeLulu, I'm going to say Factual.
You should have went with your gut instinct. Ugh. It was DeLulu. While Swedish businesses get creative, there's no therapy for fast food heartbreak. yet. Right. Number two, a man tried to sue Netflix for emotional damages after binge watching a docuseries and missing a work deadline.
Factual.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. In 2024, a California man attempted it. Judge tossed the case within a day.
Wow.
None of that shit. All right. Number three, a group started a petition to ban Mondays worldwide, and 50,000 people signed it in a month.
I'm going to go with DeLulu.
Wrong.
No, really?
Factual. Yes. Actually, an online petition in 2023 is started as a joke, collected tens of thousands of real signatures.
Wow.
Yeah. Number four. French lawmakers debated an official government ban on people saying slay or yas queen on national TV.
No, that's DeLulu.
Correct. it was totally made up. French bureaucracy is wild, but not meme-averse yet. All right, last question. A town in Utah had to cancel its annual tomato fight festival after TikTokers kept live streaming fake injuries for sympathy donations.
Oh my God. Factual?
Yeah. These Gen Zs are crazy. In 2025, this really happened. Event organizers cited viral clout chasing for canceling the festival.
Wow.
These people will do anything.
No wonder they want to ban TikTok.
I didn't even know there was a tomato, like, throat tossing festival, tomato fight.
It sounds so medieval.
It does, but it also sounds like something you would watch and hate yourself for watching.
Yes.
I mean, I know they have, weird festivals like that. Let's just put it that way.
They have, I don't know where this is, but I know there's somewhere they have cheese running festival where they like run with a big wheel of cheese.
They roll it down the hill. I think that's in Wisconsin.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, don't come for me. I don't know.
I don't even know if it's in this country.
It might not be. I think I've seen it, the one where they're like hitting it with a little bat to keep it going. Yeah. Oh my God, such weird things. That you could actually harm yourself though with the cheese. It's so big.
Crushed.
It's so big.
Count me out of that one. That would be my luck. I'd get rolled, if it rolled over my foot or something.
It would roll over you. You would be running down and you'd fall and bust your ass and you're rolling. The thing crushes your rib cage.
I'd just be stuck to it. I'd be rolling. It'd be rolling over. You just see a flat Sean going around and around.
That would be insane. I don't even want to do that. I don't like the running with the bowls thing either.
No, that freaks me out.
Oh my God. I would, nope. I would just lay down and the bowl could take me. Jesus, take the wheel there. I'm fucking over it. You would not catch me. I probably would be in like the crowd throwing tomatoes at people. It's again, one of those things that you would watch, cringe, and still watch.
Yes, I agree.
See, the rage, it puts that rage in you that I don't understand how a video can make you fight or flight.
I don't really know, but I guess, I don't know. It hits that part of your psyche.
Yeah, so good thing that you said that. Really, they have done studies to see how TikToks and videos and social media incites dopamine and cortisol so that they can continue to push negative media that will
keep
interact.
You fat.
Yes, keep you fat and stressed. So I guess I'm not fat. I'm just stressed.
Just extremely stressed due to the algorithm.
Exactly. It's always, for me, it's not pushing like the fights or anything. I really hate those. I hate when people show me them. It makes me so angry. See, and this is what we're talking about. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. I'm not involved. I didn't start it. I shouldn't hate myself for watching it, but I do.
I was going to say, you're not even watching it right now.
I know. And it's pissing me off. Okay, so another thing is, and I only saw her recently, but the Hawktua girl. I heard all about her, and I knew what it was without anybody even telling me what it was. Like, she is exactly what I pictured she would look like by hearing what she was talking about.
Yeah.
And it made me so angry. No one needs to be that crass, let alone that disgusting. So, yeah, what did you think about that? Did that get your rage fire going?
I just thought she sounded like an idiot. I'm not saying anything she said wasn't, like, factual, but there are better ways to say things.
Yeah. And,
like, fine, be as sex positive as you want, but you can still, you can do that in a more attractive way.
Yeah, have some sense of decorum. You don't just need to do it. Just do that right on the news. But
be mindful. Be demure.
But the apparently she was linked to some viral crypto scandal. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't know, like, the specifics on it, but apparently she, like, got such a high demand for it that the stock went up for it. She, like, convinced a bunch of people, as far as I know, to buy the crypto. And then some sort of scandal happened and it plummeted. So a lot of people's lives were, like, ruined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. But I guess moral of the story is the outrage cycle here, it moves on. But people in real lives can be wrecked. So if somebody goes hawk to us, stay the fuck away from them. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I would stay away because, you know, you don't know where that mouth has been.
Okay, so you're just talking sex positive here. It's also this, it used to be, it is rageful, the cancel culture. Like, every time someone's trying to cancel someone, and it's always over some ridiculous thing. Like, I have no idea. No idea. I just know that there were some, like, lewd comments and some sort of uncomfortability. But the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing, do you know exactly what's going on there? Because I don't.
No, but I heard that she backed down.
Yeah, I heard that she was with the white flag, but I have no idea, like, what this was. It is just because he was uncomfortable. I saw the thing where they were dancing, slow dancing while they were filming, and I don't really know the extent of it.
Yeah, I don't really know the extent of it either, to be honest. I just know that one of them made allegations against the other, and then the other one was countersuing. And
yeah, they dropped his lawsuit.
Yeah, they threw it out, right?
Yeah. It was $400 million. He was suing that. I know that. He was suing them for their net worth.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. But also, in celebrity news that has been pissing me off as well, that it's even news, is the Beyonce, Jay-Z, the paternity test. Now it turns out that he's had two children. He fathered two children outside of the marriage. One of them was before Beyonce, and I believe the second one was during.
Wow.
Yeah, so she is pissed, and apparently they're saying that there's a divorce coming. But why the fuck is this? It's so annoying. Why is this news?
I really don't know why people's personal lives have to be news. Even including what happened with the CEO and the HR person. They, granted, it was in a way hilarious. It wasn't necessarily something that needed to be all over the news.
No, it didn't. It didn't even need to be on the Megatron, to be honest.
I mean...
Were they doing it just because they were cute, acting cute, coupley?
I don't know, but he's trying to sue Coldplay.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Because
for
he's
him.
Lost everything. His wife wants a $50 million divorce. His kids won't talk to him.
What the fuck was he the CEO
job.
Of?
Astronomer. It was a tech company in New York.
Oh,
something.
Okay. Well, he definitely has the money then. So sue away. Sue away. No, sue him. Not Coldplay. It's not their fault. And they don't, what did they think that was going to happen? Like, they don't sit there with the cameras themselves and just pan out to the balcony. So that was clearly their team.
Yeah, somebody else saw it. Somebody else submitted that footage. They got it off the Megatron or whatever it's called. You cannot blame the band. It's not their fault in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That you had an affair. And got caught.
Yeah, publicly.
You went to a public event and got caught on video.
Yeah. Like, and you're the CEO. You have, that means you have a lot of people working for you, working under you. You went to a concert with your mistress, not knowing that any of your employees could be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you're not the only person that likes Coldplay.
For real. And as CEO, I'm sure there's a lot of people who work under you or have worked under you that fucking hate you. So think about these things before you put yourself into a situation where you're going to ruin your own life.
And someone else's. Your kids, your family, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, because it's not just his life that's in shambles right now. It's all of them.
Yeah, and they, no one thinks about others. They just think about themselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really, really sad. But anyway, on the viral posts that are going out there, have you seen any that have just made you been like, how dare they? And they just stick in your brain.
Oh my God, I know I have. Nothing's coming to mind at the moment, like nothing recent.
Aside from the Greta Thunberg thing, that made me so mad.
Oh.
The flotilla.
Yeah.
Like, it just sits there in my brain.
Oh, no, I lost it.
Find it again. Dig it up.
It's gone. It's gone.
But apparently, just like throwing this out as an example, do you know what the Gen Z stare is?
Oh, I read about this, but I don't remember. I remember I had mentioned it to you like a couple weeks ago, but...
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. I don't think I've ever seen it. Is it just stoned? I don't know what it is. Apparently, there's like a war that blew up online about... And almost nobody remembers who started it. But I don't even know what the Gen Z stare is.
I want to say it's like their version of resting bitch face. But I could be wrong.
So it's their I want to speak to the manager face?
I think, but...
I don't even know.
We can find out.
Yeah, I want to find out because I don't know what this is. But also, going back to those studies, they show that negative/high arousal posts travel 2 to 3 times further than neutral ones. So that means anytime that you put up something that incites some sort of rage in somebody, that is going to travel 3 times faster than a neutral one that is supposed to help others or just be calm and say, oh, I got a Diet Coke today. So anytime you do that, they're going to push it 3 times harder. Just to piss off the other person so they can click on the other end.
Interesting.
Yeah. So do you feel like anything like that's come through to you has been because the algorithm wants you to be angry?
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot more sense now.
Can you think of a video or anything or on Instagram or something?
I get a lot of the super right wing bullshit that gets pushed to me.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So that I find myself thinking, oh, where did all this come from? But yeah, so I don't, that makes sense. It would piss me off.
That's a huge one, especially in the United States at this moment in time. Due to the political climate, they have been pushing the GOP and right-wing media on anybody that has a rainbow in their title, queer, or identifies in the LGBT community.
Well, because, that makes even more sense.
Because they know that if you do it, you're apt to reshare it and then put negativity all over it, which then will piss off other people and will continue to get clicks and comments. The comments, again, pay their bills.
Yep. And this is why you don't interact with content you don't agree with.
Exactly. So if you retweet something that has to do with politics, that you are furthering the issue.
Yeah.
You're furthering the issue and you're going to push it out. And then 3 other people are going to see it. Those 3 people are going to send it to 3 other people. It's just going to stay out there. So don't interact with it.
Just don't do it. It's not that deep.
It's not that chill. Not that deep.
I have the Gen Z stare for you. I was sort of right. It's a viral term used to describe distinct facial expression and body language often associated with Gen Z, typically characterized by a blank, emotionless, borderline confrontational stare that's become both a meme and a low-key generational symbol. No smile, no reaction, just deadpan stare. Eyebrows relaxed or slightly furrowed. often accompanied by stillness or slouched posture.
Oh, okay. So my normal state, my resting state. I don't understand how that's even a thing. And what do they think that's going to accomplish?
I don't know. I think this is the part that makes it specifically Gen Z. Sometimes paired with chewing gum and iced coffee or a phone held up for a selfie or TikTok.
Oh, okay. So can we... I have misophonia. So hearing noises like chewing or snapping or slurping, specifically mouth noises, set me on edge. I hate seeing the mukbang videos. Hate them, but I can't look away. And now I hate myself for watching them consume this amount of food and then continue to talk. That really.
Okay, so that reminds me of something that annoys the shit out of me is the ASMR videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know why, but there's something about those sounds that drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's specifically the ones where it's like the jello ones, where they're like.
The only ones that I kind of like are the ones where the girls will click their long acrylic nails on things.
Yeah, what is that?
Or rub them on, drag them down, things. Sometimes that one is okay to me, but pretty much all of the other ones drive me nuts. The ones where they tap on the... Don't tap on the freaking microphone.
They tap on the microphone, they're whispering, and then they have the...
Where they rub stuff on it.
Yeah. They rub the balloon on it.
Or they break something in front of the microphone, like styrofoam or Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, and they have the slime ones where it has the little nerds-looking things in it.
Yeah, that drives me bonkers. Yeah.
But your algorithm knows that, so it's going to keep pushing it.
You know what else drives makes me feel weird, but I love watching it. Those so satisfying videos where they're like,
oh, I love those. I hate that I can spend hours watching those. Especially with the ones where you're like, they're packing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're cutting stuff.
Or where they're like reorganizing their house somewhere in Asia with these appliances and the tools that are not available to me and I need.
The 15 million boxes that they open, the husband goes to work and they pull out of boxes in their closet.
And then like when the husband comes back, doesn't even know that there's new stuff in the house because it's all put away.
Yeah. Everything's like battery powered too.
Everything.
Even their little cooker.
It must be expensive for batteries.
Yeah, it must be. They are more energy efficient though.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ones where they do that and then they have the ones with the Shibas. So we have a Shiba, so we love Shibas, but we watch the ones where they wash them.
Well, that one, the sounds on that one don't bother me.
It's not the sounds. It's the absurdity of the bath time that these dogs have. They're rubbing around their eyes and their ears.
They have a more fancy routine than me.
Yeah, and then they bang the little gong and the cymbals. Yeah. And then they wash them. They have that little gun. This shoots the foam out. I don't want it, but I need it.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. And then did you see the one where they put him in they have a little dryer for the dog?
Yes, I've seen that.
It's like they put their dog in the microwave.
Okay, so that freaks me out anytime I see someone using it because I think of Urban Legends with the dog in the microwave. Oh my God.
They're not going to explode. And then they go in there willingly. It's really sad, but I want the dog dryer, and I really don't need it.
No.
Our dog hates taking baths, and he goes to a groomer, so we don't need it, but I want the little thing.
You still want it.
Yeah. I hate myself for wanting it.
Oh, last one, I promise. You know what other videos I love, but hate at the same time? The ones where they take that really hot ball of metal or stone, and they drop it into different things?
Yep.
That one.
The Orbeez, they drop it in the Orbeez, none of them pop.
They drop it into all different stuff. It freaks me out when they put it into glasses and stuff because I know they're going to shatter. It's just a matter of when.
Apparently, they're pretty durable. It takes a while.
Sometimes it does.
I like the ones where they put them under the pressure thing.
Oh, yeah.
The hydraulic pressure thing. and they either explode or the Play-Doh like shoots up through. Those things are so satisfying, but I hate that I can't stop watching them.
Yeah.
I've literally an hour can go by and of my life and I am still watching them.
Yeah, so ridiculous. I've been there.
Plus, you get to the point, like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way. It's probably just me. But I go looking for them on Snapchat.
Sometimes.
Yeah. In the morning, you know, when everyone's going out and taking their morning shit. I scroll.
Always going back to shit. Always going back to shit with this one.
It's not the point. Everyone does it in the morning. And if you don't, you should try. But yeah, I scroll right over to Snapchat and I look for the so satisfying ones. And then I'm just stuck there, hovering for an hour. You don't really need to go. Someone else needs to use the bathroom. But you don't care because you're watching the pasta get cut by this machine. Oh, that shouldn't be a thing, but it's great.
But it is a thing.
Yes. So with that, we have a little challenge for our listeners too. Try to spend 20 minutes online today without reacting to any outrage. DM us what you noticed. If you were relieved, bored, worried, or you missed something.
Yeah, let us know.
Be really interesting.
It's for science.
Yes. Our scientific purposes. We want to know if we're fucked up or if everyone is. So please. So another thing is we've talked about it a little bit before, but the Victim Olympics. Yes. So social media has a trauma competition.
Always.
And everyone's competing for who's got it worse. And you can tell me to your blue in the face that you have not seen something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I know you're lying if you tell me you haven't.
No, it's so true. It's like people rush to post one or two things. If something terrible is happening or something amazing is happening. And it's because they either want people to think their life is so great or they want people to feel so awful for them. And it makes no sense to me when something awful is going on in my life, for the most part, like with the exception of losing one of our pets, I stay pretty quiet about it, at least at this point in time in my life. And the only reason I didn't stay quiet about that was it was like,
it was a major event.
Yeah, and it was a healing process for me to be able to talk about it. I don't feel that it's appropriate to capitalize on other people's trauma.
Right.
If your partner is diagnosed with a disease and you decide to post it all over the social media, that's a little cringe.
Yeah, it's very much so. If they have a terminal illness, I see. It's not for sympathy. It's more for comfort at that point. But yeah, don't go posting everyone's shit all over the internet because you need some sort of validation or to have people pity you. There is literally a mental illness for this called Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah.
Go look it up if you don't know what it is. If you don't know what it is, just look at Gypsy Rose Blanchard. That was Munchausen syndrome by proxy. So her mom was just keeping her sick and so that she could get sympathy. She'd have people sympathize for her. It's the same situation, except you're only doing it for yourself at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. It's pretty fucked up. I hate that. But why are we competing to see who has it worse?
I don't know. Why is it an accomplishment to have it the worst? Or for people to consider what's going on in your life to be worse than what's going on in theirs.
Right. How are you going to sit here and tell me what's going on in my life is not as important or not as severe as your trauma? To me, it is, but I'm not posting about it.
Yeah.
So people need to self-reflect a little.
It goes back to that whole main character syndrome. Everyone thinks that they are the plot line. Is that the right word to use? I don't know. They think that they're
the protagonist.
Yeah, they think that they are the protagonist. They think they are the main key to the story. And you know what? It's no one person is. Even in a story, no one person truly is. It may be from the focus of one person's point of view. It may seem to revolve around one, but there is no full story with just one person.
Right. It wouldn't be a story. There would be nobody to tell anything.
Yeah.
But can you, aside from the example of somebody talking about their significant other's personal diagnoses, posting that everywhere, can you cite an example, another example of what, when somebody thinks they have it worse?
Donald Trump.
I mean, yeah. He thinks everybody is like out to get him.
He thinks that every question is a nasty question. I don't know why you would ask that question. It's a nasty question.
Yeah, when he can't answer, dude, everybody is a shithead and they basically don't know what they're talking about. And he deflects and it's an awful question. It's a nasty question. And he couldn't freaking stand up to Kamala, so
Jenna.
he couldn't stand up to Kamala. He was sitting there and he couldn't even. She's a nasty woman. Nasty woman.
Nasty. She's a nasty woman.
But it's also comes down to people having bad days at like work too. And then you have the people that one up them all the time.
Good God, I hate that shit.
For example, when I worked at a specific company, my cousin who was very young passed away and I was not feeling well and I was very quiet, which is so against who I am as a person now. And I just didn't want to talk to anybody. And one of the people I was friends with at work came over and hugged me. And they're like, I know how it feels. I just lost my father. I'm like, okay, were you trying to make me feel better? Or were you trying to make yourself feel better or more important than me?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think about those things.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm helping you. But really, you're making it about you.
Yeah.
Do you have any people at work like that?
I don't feel like I necessarily do because I'm remote and like I don't have those type of interactions with people. I don't really, there's not many people that I work with that know much about what's going on in my life.
Mm.
So I, not to that extent. When we lost our cat, my boss did like, go into a story about when he lost his dog, but I think that was like in an attempt to comfort me and it wasn't recent. It was like an older story. Mm-hmm. So it didn't quite feel that way, but
it didn't feel like it was a jab. It felt like it was actually a comfort.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was talking about how sometimes they can be more like family than humans.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know why people, like you said, have to have a main character moment. And it really does cause people. So like you will stop and you'll watch those videos on TikTok where it's the girl talking about how managers don't treat them well and they're just not getting paid enough. And they want me to do more responsibilities and you're going to give me more pay. That's not how it works, but you watch them because it makes you pissed off that they feel so entitled that they need to get more money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're over here, you're busting your ass and you're doing everything possible. And then they get pissed when you get the promotion.
As if you're somehow thinking you're entitled to it and they were the one who should have gotten it. And it's like, there are multiple things that typically go into a promotion. It's not just that you want it. It's it also, you need to be qualified for it. You need to work for it. You need to show that you deserve it more than somebody else, especially when more than one person wants it.
Right. And there's also, I don't know if you know this, but there are emotional language words. So there are words that they literally put out there to incite anger from someone. So,
really?
Yeah. So trigger words. They have them, for example, PTSD.
That incites anger in people?
It does when the person is using it and it's like, oh yeah, I have PTSD because one time I fell down and someone like popped a balloon in my ear.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And then when someone who has PTSD from going to war.
Yes.
That could make them angry.
That's legitimate. So the people doing that, people that are, okay, for example, my biggest one is when I hear people say, oh, that makes me anxious. That gives me anxiety. Anxiety is a mental condition. Have you been diagnosed? How the fuck are you going to sit here and say, that gives me anxiety? I have so much anxiety right now. Do you take pills for it? Have you seen a psychiatrist? Anxiety is a condition that you can feel from time to time. However, when you're sitting here saying that it's crippling like that, maybe you should see a therapist. Maybe you should actually get a diagnosis.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
So people that are talking about conditions that they don't necessarily have or have not been diagnosed with, those are triggering to other people. Things like first world problems. When people say that, you're basically saying that other people are not rich like you. When people, especially when celebrities start talking about how much money they have, how much money they make, that pisses me off. I don't know about you.
I know one that pisses me off, pisses some you off a bit. When creators go on and talk about how cheap certain places are,
mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, it is cheap to you. It is not necessarily cheap to the people who live there. It's kind of rude that you're going on here and saying this. It's like demoralizing almost, right? Am I not using that word right?
I wouldn't say demoralizing. I would say more condescending.
Okay, that then.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They sit there and they talk about how cheap something is. And cheap is a matter of perspective. It's subjective completely.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, you could live here in the Northeast and then go somewhere that the cost of living is significantly lower, like Alabama or Mississippi, New Mexico, even in the Midwest. You can go to places and then you're like, oh, the cost of living is so much higher in the New England states that you go there and you're like, oh, shit. It is. It's cheap. It's cheap to live here. It's not cheap for the people that live there.
Yeah.
A lot of people are struggling in that area and you're coming in. You're like, oh, yeah, this is nothing. Tell me how that's not condescending. Plus the TikTokers that are out there flaunting their wads of cash.
That pisses me off when people make videos and take pictures of big wads of. Are you asking for someone to try and rob you?
Yeah, they are.
It's not going to be me. Trust me, I have no interest in robbing anybody. But that's just enticing people to do you wrong.
Yeah, it is inviting harm. But they still do it. And why do they do it? Because it pisses us off. That was the whole point. It pisses you off. So you're going to send it to three of your friends saying, isn't this guy a douchebag? And now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, it is. They're going to send it to more of their friends. Yeah. And now it's going viral.
Yeah, because every single time you share that, it's getting another share, another share.
Another comment.
Even if you're not sharing it on social media, you're sharing it like an Instagram reel through a, whatchamacallit, I believe it counts as a share.
Mm-hmm.
A text message or something.
Yep. They all count as shares. And then the moment that you put a comment on it, you have now paid somebody. It was free for you to put your hate up, but now you've made money for someone else.
That's like the person who asked me if the whole reason for Instagram was to be monetized. I'm like, well, no, but I'll let you believe that if that's what you want to believe.
Yeah. People don't understand social media, so they automatically think that it's programmed against them.
Yeah.
And in a way, it is, but not in the ways that they're thinking. It is people that do not educate themselves on social media. You are like the prime target for all of these algorithms.
So if you don't have the time to educate yourself on it, just don't get on them.
Right.
Do yourself a favor and everybody else.
Right, because you're going to sit there and be like, oh my God, why is this pushed to me? And then a few years later, you're a racist.
Yeah. So tell cousin Phil, Auntie Jeanette, all Uncle Larry to stay the fuck off if they don't know what's going on.
You got to go older than that, Ethel.
That was my grandmother's name.
Oh, yeah, it was. Shit. That was totally not planned. Rose, she sunk the Titanic. No, she didn't.
She just, the old lady dropped into the ocean at the end.
She was pushed. She was pushed. I would push her too for that diamond necklace. But anyway, so yeah, just we want to encourage you to think about something before you decide to put your hate on it, spread it to somebody. Think about that. It's like an STI. You put that hate out there and it spreads.
Like the clap.
Right. And there is no cure.
Well, thankfully there is for the clap.
But. Yeah. But not for hatred. There's no cure.
No. No.
Unfortunately. And there is not a cure for stupidity either. And that is highly contagious.
Yes.
So, with that being said, next week, we will be doing our final episode of season one. So you're going to want to join in for that.
Woo!
Season two will begin about a week or 2 weeks out from that date, but we'll keep you guys posted. We got some interesting content that's coming down on that one. Some interesting interviews that will be on that season as well.
Yeah, more collaboration. Yes. Hopefully.
As we put a lot of feelers out there for people, and we will be ramping things up for season two.
Absolutely.
In the interim, while we are on this little hiatus from our main podcast, we will still be putting out our mini episodes because we do have lots of news.
Yes.
Going forward.
And some new ideas.
Yes, and some new ideas. So we want to share those with you. We don't want to leave you hanging for 2 weeks. So you will get some sporadic mini episodes through that time. And they will actually be very exciting. It was very exciting for us.
Woo!
But with that being said, Sean, did you want to say anything to our listeners?
Try not to rage, to fall for rage bait. Don't give into the backlash the way that against Sydney Sweeney, the way that everybody else has. Oh, it's not her fault. Yeah, American Eagle paid her that much money for the ad. You would do it too.
Yeah, I think we all would. But with that being said, and this will be a complete contradiction, if you've survived this conversation and your blood pressure is still normal, confuse the algorithm. Share this episode with a friend who loves a hot take, then put your phone on Do Not Disturb for the next hour. With that being said, it was nice joining you today, Sean.
Nice joining you today, Peter.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.